This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a brand new guest, and I tell you what, it's been a long time since I found a great company that I could tell my listeners, I believe in the company, I believe in the management, and the price is outrageous, outrageously low, that is. We're talking no other than SNM Global Holdings. They trade on the OTC market, ticker symbol SNMN, and with us today is the CEO of that company, Troy Lohman. Troy, welcome to the show.
How are you, Everett? Good to talk to you.
Absolutely. Give my listeners a little bit of about statement of who you guys are and what you do, and then I want to get into some Q&A.
Great. What SNM Global Holdings is, Everett, we're a diversified entertainment company. I took over as CEO in October of 2015. My mission statement was to basically delve into all aspects of the entertainment world, movies, music, any kind of entertainment property that we thought that could enhance the brand of S&M. So what we've done here is over the last, I'd say 12 months, is signed term sheets with different movie companies. We're going in pre-production with a few things, and we have some very exciting news, you know, coming up all through the fall.
You know, your market cap is only at $1.8 million, and all the stories that I have read about and the research I've done in the last month or two on your companies tells me, first of all, your company is very undervalued. Where do you see your company going 12 to 24 months from here?
Well, Everett, what we did in May is we filed what's called a Reg A Plus. It's a $10 million Reg A Plus to basically fund some of the term sheets, some of the properties that we want to buy. So that was in May. We expect to be effective on that term sheet anytime now. It could be any day. So once that Reg A goes effective, we basically can use that $10 million to fund all the underlying companies that we already have term sheets with. It's very exciting.
Now, you guys are, I think recently, you're looking at a $1 million term sheet with Funky Biscuit. Can you bring us up to date and where we're at in the process of that?
Yes. Once the Reg A goes effective, what we want to do with Funky Biscuit, it's one of the premier music venues down in Boca Raton right now in South Florida. What we want to do with Funky Biscuit is we want to expand out their property. The venue they have right now is oversold. The brand is on the rise. And what we are going to do is go into on a joint venture to expand it out and make it much bigger. $1 million is just the beginning. We have a lot of other news with the Funky Biscuit that'll be coming down the pike here. And, you know, we feel by expanding it out in South Florida, it's going to be a big revenue producer for us.
You know, it was hard to find the float of what you got out there, but one of the press releases that I read, you guys just retired 2.2 billion shares. Can you give us a little bit of update of what the outstanding shares are or what the float is?
Yes, when I took over as CEO in 2015, there was a little over 3 billion shares in the float. Been in the business for over 20 years, Everett. And one thing, dilution will kill a stock.
Absolutely.
So what I did is I did research on the float, and we saw that there was what's called a lot of invalid shares in the float. Shares that were manufactured through, debt that really you can't convert into. So what we did is we went into court and basically eliminated 2.2 billion shares of the float, which was unprecedented. You really don't see that happen in a sub penny.
I've never seen
like
it.
We are.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, we didn't do a reverse. We actually eliminated the shares. So we eliminated over 70% of the float. Basically, bringing our effective shares down to under a billion shares, about 900 million.
Okay.
Now, we also have an institutional hold on another 200 million. So our effective float is right around $680 million, which is razor thin for any company that's under a penny. It's just unheard of.
So I'm trying to understand your model here. So you're not going to do any dilution to hurt your shareholders right now. You're going to file an S-1. You're not going to file an S-1. You're going to file a...
We're filing a Reg A Plus.
Yeah,
now,
Reg
we
A
will
Plus.
Have some dilution. Right. Once we sell the Reg A Plus, there will be some dilution in the company or in the share structure. But we feel we'll offset that with the actual assets that we will get out of the Reg A. We estimate that the seven underlying companies that we have targeted have anywhere from a valuation of $6 to $10 million. I mean, the Paul Mitchell schools alone do revenues of over $4 million a year. And we feel the valuation on that is $2-2.5 million right out of the gate. So we feel the valuation will more than offset the dilution. We feel that, you know, we're going to see some price appreciation that the shareholders are going to really love.
So we get the Reg A Plus money, then we're going to start doing some M&A, and we're going to start acquiring some business, adding those assets to the balance sheet. Is that correct?
That's correct. All seven of our term sheets are rock solid. They're 100% go. Everything from the Paul Mitchell schools to the two movies that we have. We have something that we're going to fund $1 million called Metaphor Entertainment Division that will be singers, restaurants, all kinds of entertainment properties in there. That's a lot of exciting news we got coming up. We have our MJ company. I know a lot of our shareholders know that we were flirting with doing a joint venture with Green, but now we have a bigger scope on the MJ company. We're going to wholly own our own company. We have target acquisitions that will dwarf what we initially were going to do.
My guest today is Troy Lohman. He is the CEO of SNM Global Holdings. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol SNMN. What is the overall mission for your company, where you guys are at right now, and where you see you guys, you know, going and acquiring some M&A over the next 2 or 3 years?
Right. My background, Everett, I was in the public relations business for about 10 years in the 2000s. I did a lot of money raising, a lot of IR work for companies down here. Two things that I think are important for companies that are on the bulletin board or pinks are exposure, and you have to continue to try to upfile. We do not want to stay on the bulletin board. Our mission is to upfile to the QB and then try to build our asset base, you know, anywhere between a threshold of 14 million upwards to 20 million. And then we want to try to go to the NASDAQ, you know, over the next 24, 36 months. Ambitious goal, but with the revenues that I feel that our underlying company is going to have, I think that's a distinct possibility.
My guest today and the company that we're highlighting is SNM Global Holdings. I think they're very undervalued at their market cap, currently at $1.8 million. With us today is the CEO of that company, Troy Lohman. Troy, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
I think what I would like to tell our shareholders is that what we're going to do is we are only going to invest in things that we feel are revenue producing and very attractive to the S&M brand, whether it be a movie, our MJ company, or any asset that we have. So we're not really looking for something that has, you know, a lot of money burned to it or an intellectual property. We're buying real businesses that we feel have potential and have the revenue base that will get us, you know, to a higher exchange.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I hope that you will come back in about 60 days. Give us an update on the term sheet and some other things you got in the hopper. I really do appreciate for your time.
It's my pleasure, Everett, and I'll be back in 60 days.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.